Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Jennifer Choi. Dr. Choi is the chief of the Division of Oncodermatology at Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center. Hello, Dr. Choi. Good to have you here.
Hi, Robin. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about skin cancer. What exactly is that? Can you tell our listeners?
Cancer is an abnormal growth that starts on our skin. It can start off as a microscopic, invisible collection of cells that are atypical, and then they can then slowly grow into a visible abnormal growth. There are different types of skin cancer. Basal cell carcinoma is the most common. It actually occurs in one out of every four white Americans. Squamous cell carcinoma is the next most common, and melanoma is actually less common, but is the most concerning. And one of the most important risk factors is UV radiation, and that can play a role in all these types of skin cancer.
Now, is UV radiation the only risk factor?
So no, it's not. So UV exposure and radiation and damage from that is one of the most common risk factors. For example, sunburn, so just one blistering sunburn in childhood or adolescence more than doubles your chance of getting melanoma in adulthood. But another form of UV exposure is tanning, so tanning beds are a big risk factor. And then also things that you can't necessarily control, so having light hair, light eyes, light skin, not having a lot of pigment in your skin, having a family history of skin cancer, and then actually even just having a lot of moles, even if they're completely benign, is a risk factor for skin cancer.
You're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Dr. Jennifer Choi is here with us today, and we're talking about skin cancer. And I just want to know how our listeners can prevent skin cancer. What are some of the ways that we can do that?
So the most important way that you can protect yourself are doing things that you can control. So for example, you know, putting on sunscreen anytime you know you're going to be outdoors for any more than 15 minutes, because believe it or not, people can get a sunburn even within 15 minutes. So using sunscreen, making sure you're using enough, at least a full shot glass full for every application for your whole body, and then reapplying every 2 hours, making sure you're wearing a hat to protect your ears and your neck, as well as your face. And then using sunscreen that is broad spectrum, at least SPF 30, as well as, you know, wearing sunglasses to protect your eyelids and seeking shade as much as possible. So these are all ways that you can protect yourself. And something that's also really important is that if you have the risk factors that we just mentioned, getting skin cancer screenings is also really important, because there can be a skin cancer that you don't feel or know that's on your body. And really, early detection is key. So if you do happen to get a skin cancer, the key is getting it diagnosed.
So Dr. Choi, let's talk about the importance of early detection, because it really is important, right?
Yes, it's very important. So with skin cancer, if skin cancer is caught early, it is considered treatable and curable. So with melanoma, for example, the cure rate is in the high 90s if it's caught early. If it's not caught early, there's a significantly higher chance of spread to other organs, including, you know, the brain and the liver and the lungs. And then, unfortunately, it can then become fatal. So it is really important for early detection, because that is the best rate of cure and the best, decreasing your risk of it having further damage such as spread. Another important fact is that skin cancer can occur in any skin type. So a lot of times we think about patients who have light skin, who are of white ethnicity, but it can actually happen in Hispanic, Asian, and Black individuals as well. And it's also known that Black individuals have 3 times more likely than white patients to be diagnosed with late stage melanoma. So it's also important to be aware of what is on your skin. Melanoma cannot occur just on the head, the face, the arms, and legs, but it can also occur on the hands, including the fingernails and the toenails, as well as the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. So just being aware that this can occur in any skin type.
If you could give us one key takeaway that you want our listeners to remember from this conversation, a lot of great information today.
One key takeaway is basically there's no such thing as a safe tan. So really, you want to try to do everything you can to protect yourself from sunburns, as well as tanning. And we can't always completely protect ourselves from tanning a little bit, but essentially, the bottom line is the more you protect yourself, the more you will decrease your risk of developing skin cancer later on.
That is great information, Dr. Choi. Wow. All great things. And I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.